Hi, are we podcasting? Let's podcast.
Are we podcasting?
I think we're
right
starting
now?
We're already starting with an energy.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Would you please rate, review, and subscribe? And we know that you don't because you tell us at the tour when we meet you in the VIP line.
That you forget.
Oh, we forget to do it. So will you please do it? Because they say it's good for
I don't know
reason.
What's happening right now. I think we've got a Freaky Friday situation, but I would just like you guys to know that Jen has wet hair and she's wearing a trucker hat and she's wearing an oversized hoodie and I'm wearing some romper with my hair pulled up.
She looks adorable.
I don't
look
adorable.
Yeah, you do.
I actually don't. But my hair's up because my haircut is too many layers and
I think it's cute.
I can't deal with it. So I put it up. But I would just like to say Jen's on fire today.
I am.
And
you can watch.
I love how she's dressed right now. I think it's darling.
You can watch the video of this podcast on our YouTube channel. You can find us wherever podcasts are listened to, Instagram, Facebook.
Instagram. Hey, give us
TikTok.
A follow on Instagram, by the
Would
way.
Ya?
We're trying to get, we
Not
have a number in our head.
Not just page, but our main one,
right.
too.
Right. We don't have bots and all that. Just follow us. I know we're very easy to unfollow, but just we're easy to follow. We don't overdo it.
Yeah, good point.
We're just like.
I think you look adorable.
Thanks.
I realized before you came that I hadn't showered. I have a lot going on. We have house guests. We have kids going to camp in two different directions.
I brought my son because he
Finn is here.
Because we really dropped the ball. Here's what we did.
Podcasting at my house. Yeah.
We love going to this one camp, and I'm not going to say it because I'm a little mad at him. And we've been taking our kids there since Eleanor was 5 and Finn was 7. And we pay full boat, and we've got two kids in there, and I'm like, take all the money. But we love it. It's this really fun sports camp. And my husband, who was supposed to be in charge of camps.
You've got a vein I can see on your forehead right now, Kristen.
Supposed to be in charge of camps. We have a deal. We have an agreement. Because the reason is we give each other different tasks because if we're both doing the same task, we'll overlap and then argue. So he was on camps and he didn't sign them up on time. So Eleanor got in and Finn did not.
Yeah.
So now I have my 12-year-old with me today. While we're podcasting, he's on his iPad. He's happy to be on his iPad. He's eating Jen out of house and home. That's not bad for me.
I'm good with it.
And then he's going to go shopping with me for, shapewear.
He's eating all the stuff that nobody will eat at my house.
Kid,
that
is the first shit he'll go for. He's like, she's got fruit roll-ups. She's got like, their pantry looks like a shelf at Costco. Like he is in heaven.
Can I tell you something embarrassing? I know the food thing comes up a lot. I bring it up because I'm struggling with it daily. So my kids, and let me just throw my husband under the bus for a second
Fair.
Here. Because I was like, okay, I'm going to take care of camps because I'm going to be traveling a lot. I know you're still trying to work. I want to make sure that you're able to work.
Because you're a nice, loving, supportive wife.
I'm trying to be. So I sign him up for camp and he's like, I'm going to take him skiing 3 of those days. So I contact the camp and I'm like, can I move 3 of those days to the next week? And she graciously let me. He texts me on Sunday and says, Bible camp is next, vacation Bible school. I go, they're not going.
Yeah.
Sorry, I would love for them to go.
Yeah.
But
you did this.
I have gotten this woman to allow the kids to change their days, and it's a lot of juggling. I can't do it.
I know. It's also embarrassing to go back to her and go, I got the days wrong. And you're like, I didn't get the days
wrong.
She's
like,
being married is like the hardest partnership you'll ever deal with in business.
She can tell you too that she doubts us as parents already. And they're supposed to bring 2 snacks and a lunch.
We are
and
terrible
a big
about that.
Water bottle. So guess what? She said to Dash, she goes, he opens his thing and my husband packs their lunch. This is the difference between men and women too. He doesn't care. He didn't really give 2 shits about this.
Yeah, he's like, here's some sardines.
So Dash opens his lunch and she goes, where's your lunch?
Oh, no.
And he goes, this is my lunch. And she goes, that's not a healthy lunch. You tell your parents you need a healthy lunch.
Hell no.
And I like did a touchdown dance when he told it to me. I go, you get it now?
That was directed right at mom, by the way.
That's why I said, I go, you not only see that what I have been telling you
is true.
Now I'm getting shamed by other adults.
And they're not taking it to you. They're taking it to me. Yes.
So I go, what did daddy put in your lunch today? He goes,
sausage?
Cheez-Its? No sausage.
Just Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its, 2 power bars, in an applesauce packet.
God, she's not hiking the Pacific Coast Trail.
I mean, well, that's Dash's. God, no. Delilah had rice and soy sauce in hers. That's fine.
That's not bad.
And she, they get, you know, today, I tell my husband every day, I'm like, you put a fruit in there, put a fruit protein in there, and I'm not going to fight with you. Today, I was like, cheese sticks in fruit. So that there is like, so, and I told Delilah too, before I go, I'm going out of town.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Your job is hygiene and health. Those are your only two jobs. Yep. I'm not asking you, not leaving you any chores or anything. All I want is for you to brush your teeth, brush your hair every morning, every night. I want you to shower.
I think those are tall orders, Jen. Yeah.
Tell dad to do his too. And then I need you to keep your body healthy.
We always say the pool counts.
Sure. I'll give him that.
The pool counts.
When you start itching your head, though, take a shower, man.
Oh, I am amazed at the number of times my kids are in the shower and I'm like, I know you've been in here for 15 minutes and everything is steamed over. I need you to hit your crack with some soap, sir. Yeah. Like, I know that you have not touched. He's like, oh, I'll get there. I'm like, no. We've done 15 minutes of soaking. That does not count as clean.
Yeah.
I need you to get, and I have to be very specific. I'm like, get the loofah and squeeze it. And I want to see suds. And then I want suds to cover your whole body.
Yep.
And then I map out what that is. I want the front. I want the butt. I want the ears. I want it clean. And then that, you've got another set of suds in the hair and another set of suds on your face. This is not Burke Williams. The water doesn't do it for you. And I have to do that to both kids at every shower.
I know.
Like if I'm not there, then what? Then we're out of town. Like you're not even getting all the crust off, man. That's going to be 4 days of crust. That's just like.
My only criticism with the way Dash showers is he has thick hair. He has hair like thin, you know, it's like my husband.
It wicks
like,
hair.
Yeah.
So I'm or like, wicks water.
You have to get your tips of your fingers and like really get in there. Otherwise it still smells like meat on your head.
Yeah.
But otherwise they're pretty like my screaming has paid off, but getting them into the shower is never of their own volition. It is like you have to.
Still. Yeah. Still a fight. Eleanor will put just a dollop of shampoo on her head. I'm pretty sure she takes the bottle and just squeezes it on top of her head and does not touch it with her hands.
I do that in hotel rooms, though, because I'm like, you know what? I'm real cheap with shampoo, but they give you the free stuff. I do it. I'm like, let's finally get this hair
nobody
clean.
Nobody takes more supplies from a hotel than me. Which takes us to our travel.
Oh,
our
yes.
Our travel conversation.
Oh, you guys, God.
We're going to have a conversation about travel.
Yeah,
with kids specifically.
It's about kids specifically because, listen, I'm feeling all these moms out there that are having to.
Well, don't you think here, while Jen gets her notes, I'm going to say this. Don't you think that I feel it? I know that Jen and I did our last tour, which, by the way, you can come see us. Just go to imomsohard.com for tickets and you can come see us live. We're doing a stand-up show. It's really fun. I know that pre-pandemic, travel has always been stressful no matter what. After the pandemic and like when we were in that weird like in between place where everybody had vaccinated but you're still wearing the masks and you're traveling and every news article was about
vaccinated and not wearing a mask.
Every news article was about somebody getting in an argument on a plane flight attendants getting their asses kicked. Like just there's always a sense of like stress on planes in general, but then you add masks and this thing called a global pandemic.
Also, it's amateurs. Amateurs will really like if you're not a frequent flyer, you just take
they
twice
slow the roll.
It's just really, I got so many questions and don't know the efficient ways to behave.
Right.
Yeah.
Like looking for a place for your suitcase, kind of like at the first quarter of the plane. I'm like, you're in coach, man. Go back to your seat. Like arrive at your seat, sir. That's
exactly. Look for
where,
something
you know,
around there and fight with somebody at your own seat.
Well, and then I remember feeling incredibly compassionate towards the staff, the airline staff, when we were flying, when it was masked and people would always argue and it was like hard on them. But then I got to say, let's speed up to now. You know, I got a lot of shit when I was traveling with my guitar. And I don't know if we've ever talked about that, but
last tour we did a song, Kristen Learned to Play Guitar.
It was
magical.
It was really cool and fun. And the nice thing about you and I getting to do this thing that we do is we get to say like, yeah, we're going to do a song. Nobody else would have ever said yes to that song. It was four chords and it was real repetitive, but I was proud of myself and it was fun and different. But traveling with a guitar was so stressful. And because the airline, that everybody was very stressed because of COVID, me having a guitar did not make things any easier.
Just up the ante
but
a little bit.
Legally, they cannot tell you to check your guitar because right. it will get broken.
Kristen got this little known legal code tattooed on her back so she could just, I mean,
how many
I
times did I run no, through the
I,
gate?
I did. Oh my God. She would be like, I'm going for it. I'd yeah. be like, you go first. You go yeah. first.
I like, they would try to give me a tag through. To put it on my guitar so that I would have to check it when I got to the entrance. But usually the flight attendants were cool.
Yeah.
But I would get the fucking gate agent would give me shit and she'd go, you need to put this. And I would start running down the corridor and I was like, yep.
ma'am,
and,
ma'am.
Yeah. And yeah. once in one time she was like, now I will escort you. And I'm like, ugh. So now we bring it up to where we're at now. I don't have a guitar. We're traveling for the tour. And I think flight attendants have had their ass kicked. And now I'm seeing that they're real salty.
They're coming back at us.
You and got, I had yeah. one that was a real jerk.
You know what?
On this last flight. And I was yeah. like, take it down a notch, dude.
And I remember there being this flight attendant. Like, I had literally done... You hadn't done anything. It was like she was very miffed about you having to put this was a also it was a Delta flight.
Yeah.
Very miffed about having to put the guitar in the coat rack. Like
which
it
is
fits
by the way,
there.
It fits. There's no issue with it. People that are cool with it, there's no it's not a big deal. And it's not a big deal.
So she
had an attitude.
She was so just like literally kind of ignored us the whole entire yeah. flight. And when we take a long flight, we have this agreement. Like if it's over 3 hours, we try to use points or get the best deal so that we can fly in first.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we are wrecked.
Yeah, we're super tired.
Yeah. And also it would help us get the guitar in,
yeah.
In there.
That's like, the biggest reason. Yeah. Is if you fly first, then you get like a second suitcase and they sort of like they're like, oh, you paid premium for your seat. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we've
she,
seen.
But she, on that flight, though, because she was mad, she started at the back of first to take everybody's
yeah.
order.
And by the time she got
there
to
was it, no
they,
food.
They were
for
out.
Me.
I know. She was mad at me. Sometimes I wonder, do I invite like a certain like energy in? Because on this flight, just one we just took, we got on there. I remember feeling very neutral. In all fairness, I think when you're like fired up, you sort of invite other people being fired up. But I remember being very neutral. And I called Eleanor on FaceTime during the guy's speech, which was not cool. But I wasn't doing it on purpose. I just sort of forgot myself. And yeah. I was on FaceTime
That's
with her.
That's the other thing. When you fly a lot, you're just – you're yeah. used to, you know when you're supposed to turn it off
yeah.
and put it away.
And like, I was on FaceTime. And if he would have just said, hey, you have to turn your phone off, I would have gone, oh, sorry. You know, like that.
Yeah.
But he was like – he goes, oh, hi, can you turn the phone towards me? I thought he was going to be friendly towards Eleanor on the phone. And he goes, hi, your mom's about to get kicked off this flight if she doesn't turn off her phone because she's endangering everyone around her. And Eleanor was so upset. And the thing is like, I couldn't talk back because I couldn't risk him kicking me off
can't
the flight.
Can't get you on a no-fly list
And I can't
either.
Get on a no-fly list. So I was like, have at me, sir.
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing here. And it's not to say that, I mean, so many of the flight attendants we deal with are so lovely.
Yeah,
he 99% was just a jerk.
Of them.
But it's. I think this is in reaction to getting your ass kicked for a very long time during COVID.
I think so. And yeah, like I even heard him say like, hey, I can kick anybody off the plane.
That I want. I can put anybody on a no-fly list that I want. I'm like, yeah. go for it.
Yeah. And yeah. okay, it's also like, it's bad for your job.
Right,
right,
just
like,
bad energy. But I think we've certainly run the gamut of traveling because traveling with kids, with babies, I feel so like,
I know. That's the thing that I was going to say. I don't want to like vilify
no, not
flight
at all.
Attendants
can,
whatsoever. But
not
I'm,
at all.
I'm going to say a thing that's in the news.
Okay.
okay.
We're going to talk about a current
all
event.
Right, because we are moms. And when we are like just this on Sunday, there was a baby that was crying a lot on the flight. I'm sure we've talked about that. I'm tired of people being adults and crying on flights. And
that's what I was
going to
say. I'd
I
rather,
got no patience.
I would
for
rather
it.
Listen. Here's the thing. My internal need to help when a baby is yes. crying is the thing that I'm leading with. But when it comes down to, would I rather listen to a baby cry or a middle-aged white dude over talker, loud talker?
Man spreading,
talking
about elbow
a conference he was
thing.
Just at.
God.
I would rather listen to that baby all day. I don't want the baby to cry for so long because I know it's exhausting and it's probably because their
yeah.
little ears hurt. But like
and
any day of the week, I'd rather have a baby cry than Joe, the guy from State Farm next to me.
Oh, God. We've had so many a-holes near us on planes that I was like, is this when I do it? Is this when
is this how we go down?
I freak out?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been close.
So that's a whole other thing. Like, God bless you if you are flying with the baby. Like, and if somebody offers help, take it, because it's probably another mom. I've had people take a baby, take Dash when he was teething on a flight, and it was magical.
Like, I think it's wonderful.
There were
dads,
there were, like, people also, will help. They don't mind. Most people don't mind.
I can understand why moms do this. I get it. Like, there was this whole thing that this mom was flying with her baby by herself for a long international flight. And so she brought these little treats for everyone around her with, like, what do you call them? Like, earplugs and a little thing of, to me, I'm like, you don't have to go that far. Like, we're just a community and your baby's on a flight and that's okay.
Your baby's a baby and adults are adults and
it's
they
like, we should just be helping you. You don't have to go do more work to make people around you comfortable. Because you have a wee one.
But there was the thing that happened in the news. And this mom, don't do this. There was this, these people were upset on this flight because the mom changed a baby on the tray table. You can't do that.
That's gross.
You got to take the baby back to the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
And you've got to wrestle that baby where they develop superhuman strength to fight you. But you got to do it.
It's you got to do
the,
it.
It's part of the deal. That's too gross. You can't do it.
I agree with that. That's just not, I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay. So here's where I got some issues.
Okay.
With flight attendants right now. And let me
not all flight attendants. We love you. And if you see us.
However, yeah, be nice to us.
We always enjoy a nice Chardonnay and talk about home decor.
This was in the news 2 months ago. Flight attendants want to ban lap children on planes. And they say that it's a safety issue. I read a note Newsweek.
Are they saying because they want to ban lap kids? Because most of the time, lap babies ride for free. Is there some?
Well, they wouldn't if they were doing what they want, which is you have to buy a car seat that will work. You have to have a car seat that will work, so you have to buy a ticket for that that seat. So, and there's.
Am I an asshole if I say I kind of agree with it?
I don't think so, but
Well,
they
rub?
Say it's not safe, and the only
and
like
that's not true.
The only thing that they cited was a plane crash in Iowa in 1989, where there were it was a plane crash,
right? So
three infants were injured, and one of them was deceased.
Yeah,
that's a tragedy, but it's a plane crash,
right?
So they didn't add any statistics of like how many kids are injured, and I think it's because. Babies make a mess. They're loud. They make flight attendants' jobs harder. I don't necessarily
I would say in infancy, having them on your chest is perfectly fine and also preferred, and you can wear the Bjorn and they can nurse and it's really easy. When they get to be toddlers and they want to touch everything and do everything and be everywhere, I do think a seat is preferred. But it financially not always the case. Have you seen those really cool things now? I mean, I love when gadgets and gizmos like evolve with parents. I'm like, where the hell was that when we were flying? Where you blow it up and it's like a little mini mattress and it sits in on the seat and it makes the seat like
flat
so that there's no underpart. So like they can fully splay out and take a nap. It's awesome. And it's like, it's foamy. So like, am I saying it right? Like it looks like, you know, like what you float on in a pool.
Yeah.
It's
like an air mattress.
It's like an air mattress.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit more, like structure to it, and you shove it into that seat and the baby can sleep and sit and it feels like more comfortable than, because personally I find it's really hard to travel when you have to take the car seats and you're going to try to take that on a plane.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
You got a baby
hard.
In your hand. It's impossible.
So many pieces. Not to mention the baby. Like
not to mention the
baby. All the equipment and other airlines, like from other countries, do it so much better. They're so much more accommodating. They have these like cradles that go into the bulkhead right in front of you.
Yeah,
like,
those are cool.
They're just like, it's like other countries like Japan, European countries, they are kinder to moms and to kids. It's sort of like, fucking try and survive, mom, in the United States.
Oh, you're putting me out. I don't want to be a part of this. This is not, I did not sign up to take this plane. I'm like, Bitch, you're on a plane with 150 people.
Oh, like, you want a quiet flight? Don't fly Southwest. Don't it's a fly. School bus, man.
Get a yeah, private there's jet. No,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, this is, we are in a community. There's no way you're going to get it. And have a little goddamn compassion because those little babies' ears hurt. Our ears hurt. Like, you feel icky. Like, our last flight was so turbulent the whole time. I got into our Uber when we left LAX and I go, if you hit the brakes, I swear to God, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. I'm like green.
Oh, yeah. Well, this...
It's
this,
not joyful for anybody.
I don't want to make moms lose further hope in society about flying travel with kids. But so there was this this Newsweek article that's recent. So they surveyed 1,500 American adults. Should there be child-free areas on public transit, specifically airplanes and trains? And 59% said yes.
What's that mean? Oh, child-free, like,
yes.
Exclusionary. So you're you meant like a playground on the plane. I was like, dope.
No, well, that's what
child-free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like you're gonna be in like aisle or like row.
That's 26 not nice. And
it's not nice at all.
It's like
it makes me crazy actually that like people in the United States are this. Demanding
well,
about
it's not good. I have a this is a darker thing that we can talk about at another time, but I feel it more and more and more that I think because we are on phones all the time, you know, back in the day when you'd go to a flight, you'd be sitting in the lobby area getting ready to board your flight and you would have a book or you would have a conversation with a total stranger or you would just have your head up a little bit. And now we're on phones, we're even on phones on the planes, and now we're isolated and now we're like bothered by people.
Yeah.
And I think that's not the way that we should be living our lives. I think we should be looking around and like, you know, if you see someone who is having a hard time with their suitcase, ask to help them put it up there. Are we all forgetting ourselves? If you see a mom and she's got a baby and she's traveling by herself, instead of thinking she's a big pain in the ass, think to yourself, how can I help?
I know. Because
what have we done? We've lost ourselves.
All of a sudden, like, it's like we're treating children or babies as like a burdensome handicap almost,
yeah.
You know, because think about nobody complains when someone needs a wheelchair onto a plane or off a flight. We all wait and we all make room.
Yeah. I don't know that I see people being a little put out by people in chairs too.
Really?
Yeah. And it bugs me. I'm like, I think we can all agree this isn't this person's greatest moment. Like sitting and having everyone look at you and having you have to go early onto the flight because you need assistance. They literally call it out and then everyone looks at you and goes, oh, you're in a chair. You need assistance. That's not a great day for
Let
that person.
Let me gauge or judge why it might be that you need. And sometimes it's like someone just had surgery or something like that.
The thing I really do like that the airlines do is I like that they give first dibs to military and
service people. That's awesome.
I think that's really awesome.
I'll do that. In some airlines, and we'll let people with kids board first. Some don't. Check that out.
Did you see, by the way, I'm back to gadgets because I can't. Did you see that teeny tiny stroller that folded down?
Somebody had to,
like a
briefcase
size.
Yeah, it was so tiny. It's genius.
It was genius. And she was such a pro with it. It was like, and it was like the size of and it fit right on top of her suitcase. And I'm like, there you have it. Like, things are, everybody's trying. If you're buying a stroller so you can travel more easily on a plane, you're trying to do the right thing. Oh my God. I remember. This is terrible. This is a terrible story. And on some level,
does it involve Delilah barfing
an
entire banana?
Story.
Okay.
But I remember when Finn was, oh, geez. He was thick, by the way. So he could have been 2, but he looked like he was 3.
Yeah.
And we had him in his car seat. And at the time, the new fandangled thing was to buy one of those rollers that go under the car seat so it becomes a stroller itself. So it kind of like rolls like a suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
And we bought one. Put it underneath the car seat, and this fucking car seat kept like falling off with Finn in it. And so we're like walking through LAX, and he would like tip over.
Yeah.
He was fine because
it's well protected.
It's well protected. Yeah. So like he looks like he's like a parachuter, you know, like he's like in like an airplane seat that like, you know, what do you call it? Like the ejector seat.
Oh yeah.
So God, Colin and I are sweating through our clothes. We have baby Eleanor on my chest. Finn is in this weird, like, pull seat. It keeps tipping over. And at one point, Colin and I started laughing because we were such a disaster. We're in the airport. We're late for the flight. And the only thing we can do at that moment is laugh. And this woman came over and she was so upset. And she's like, I have seen you two spill this baby like two or three times. And this is a nightmare. And I was like, I immediately burst into tears.
Of course.
And I was like, you know, instead of offering to help, she just offered judgment. And I was like, you don't think that I'm having the worst? Look at me. Look at me, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so crazy. I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Like, offer to hold my giant ass toddler while I hold an infant and my husband's holding our suitcases. We're doing our best. Families that are traveling are not trying to be, get in your business. We're as embarrassed as you are. Like,
yeah.
My daughter barfed all over this. He was the nicest man. Super handsome black dude, probably like 50, like put together, really nice cashmere sweater sitting next to me. I was like, hey, what's up?
Reveals the crush and the affair began.
Well, no, there was no affair because as I was like giving my most charming repertoire to him, I hear,
no.
And Eleanor she was so sick, barfed all over him. And I'll bet his sweater was like $500. He looked so put together. And he looks at me and I look down and it felt like that moment lasted 15 minutes where I was like looking at the barf. Of course, I'm like, oh, let me help you. And I'm just saying that wasn't
terrible. Wow, somebody works out. Chest day.
Whoa, chest day. Look at, well, let me get that. Well, I'm sorry. It's on your crotch. I should do the right. Whoa. And he looks at me and I know we were flying to Atlanta. And he goes, I have 6 grandchildren. This is nothing. And I'm sure he smelled bad. Yeah. I'm sure he was going somewhere. And he was so kind. And I just wanted to crawl into a hole. But his kindness, he ended up holding Eleanor.
Yep.
His kindness, I was like, I just want you to have all the luck in the world. I want you to go out into the world and win the lottery.
Well,
or whatever it is you want, I hope you get it.
It's a little bit of kindness. I'm going to tell this story. When I was in Target, I told you this, I walked by this woman, I was having a hellacious day, and by the way, wearing much of the same outfit that I'm wearing right now.
Which I think is Kristen Couture and looks amazing.
Well, yeah, it is giving me some confidence, honestly.
Don't give a shit, you get a lot done.
This girl was like 22, 23 or whatever, and she stopped me and goes, "You're so pretty." And I don't know if she's like, I'm going to do a kind and generous thing today just because I had a rough night last night.
God bless her.
Whatever it was.
I'm going to that Target.
I know.
Say something nice to
me. And I said to her, I go, oh my God, you just made my day. I could hug you. And she goes, you can if you want to. And you know what, you guys? I went in for that hug. And I'm telling you, we had a solid hug. Like, it was like a long,
all need to be hugging each other, you guys.
We do. Like,
we gotta stop being mean to each other. We gotta stop wanting to get in fights, and we gotta start just put out acts of kindness as much as you can. Instead of, it's so easy to be bitchy and mad.
Yeah, if you see a mom, a parents going through security with babies,
they're having a hard ass time.
Ask what you can hold. It might be that kid because they gotta take everything apart. They gotta put it in the thing. They gotta. The special rules depending on the stroller.
Your breast milk will get TSA God. Checked. She got proctored by a TSA agent.
Felt up in every direction and
rubbing down. Oh my God, that used to happen to me all the time. Like,
I know.
I think they look at me and they're like, we don't know if she's a terrorist, but she's definitely surly. We just got to make sure she's like, we got to calm her down.
Well, when I got searched, they were like, she has definitely been in the mosh pit of some rock shows because she is not even blinking an eye when I go straight into this crotch. Aggressively, I might add.
Her milk denotes a history of going to Warrant concerts in the 90s.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in this chemical span of this chemical breakdown of her breast milk.
The breast milk, we can definitely.
We can trace back to some
BAC is impressive, ma'am.
BAC from 1998 is still with you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Did you do
Purple
that
Purple Passion? Remember that drink?
It remembers you.
Yeah.
It's currently in your
breast milk.
I mean,
honestly, it probably was all preservatives and booze.
I'm
so
like,
it's just.
What do you mean my breast milk tastes like and smells like Jaeger bombs?
It's purple?
It's purple? That's fine.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what you mean. I haven't had that for 11 years, but 11 years ago, I had a lot of it. The hardest thing you'll ever do is because this is the thing they don't tell you. Whenever somebody says, like, you got to do the right thing, when you're telling your kids, like, you got to do the right thing, generally what that is the thing that doesn't feel like the thing you want to do.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You want to get into an argument. Like, we had this really nasty woman get mad at us for – we were just standing in a lane to get on a flight. We did not see her. We were totally, like, exhausted. We'd been up since 6. We're looking at the flight to figure out, like, where we were supposed to stand. And this woman got very mad at
us. She's, like, 5 feet back, leaning against a pole.
And she goes, you – two just stepped right in front of me. And I looked at her like I didn't understand words. And I was like caught off guard completely.
Jen is so nice.
She said, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know because you were so far back that you were in the line. And it didn't stop there. She was like, well, I don't like it when people cut
in front of me.
So then I'm like,
oh, she's doubling down. Now I'm starting to feel hot. So I go, please, after you, please go, please go. And I could feel myself like getting fired up. And I was like, I just remember in that moment going, Kristen, if you engage in this, you have everything to lose.
My vein was going again.
I was like, I don't like being talked to like this. And you're being rude. But the hardest thing you'll ever do is to do the right thing, which is choose to neutralize that situation. Because if I engage, I'm in deep shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss a show. I'm going to miss going home. Well, I'm going to get on a fucking no-fly list.
Well, the interesting thing about that was there were two pilots.
That
they get to go first. That's because you're not going anywhere without them.
They're driving the damn plane,
but
sister.
They saw what happened and they were like, go ahead. They were like, I'm not dealing with you. The best way to do it is just
let them go.
Still skin yourself right through the Middle Earth. Okay. Yeah. Like, enjoy that. Let them go.
I don't know that if I'm truly a hothead, but I definitely think I'm a little bit more hair triggered than you. Like, I'm a little bit like, I will like bark if somebody's rude to me.
I'm way more likely to get put on a no-fly list.
I think you and I are both. We're hot in different places.
Depends on the day and the situation, but like,
yeah,
it was. I just was like, you look bad. Go ahead and look bad.
Yeah,
I'm like, nobody knew you were in line.
Yeah,
and we've all had you had a couple to do times was say, I'm sorry. My daughter and I were standing there, and we'd have been like, oh God,
sorry, we're so sorry,
rookies. Sorry, yeah. What, you know?
Also, like, even if you weren't supposed to be in front of us, we would have let you go because everybody would have been like, oh gosh, let's have a nice off here.
Yeah.
But because you were rude and a bitch about it, I was like, I'm gonna see you and be a bitch back. And then I was like, nope, I can't. I'm gonna neutralize. I'm gonna calm down. But it's hard not to engage, and that's the thing you got to teach your kids is like, the thing you're going to want to do is the thing you shouldn't do. And generally what that will feel like is the other person gets to win. That's what it kind of feels like. But you're doing the right thing. Like, I sat on that plane. Ironically, we had the same flight attendant again. And I was like, you're going to be nice and you're going to just let him be pissed off. And he's going to kind of target you a little bit for sure. And you're going to just smile and get to where you're going and not make a thing about it.
Yeah.
That's were hard lessons, especially when you're traveling because you're stressed.
It was so stressful. But I said that to Dash yesterday where I was like, here, give me eye contact for as long as you can, which was about 4 seconds.
Right.
And I was like, please, while I'm gone, I go, it is your job to look after your sister.
Yeah.
It is your job to look after her. And I go, I don't want you to fight with her. He goes, well, she keeps, you know,
yeah,
she keeps always fighting with me. And I
here's the reasons I fight with your sister.
Yeah. I go, you know what I want you to do? I want you to lose.
Yeah.
While I'm gone, it will be easier on you, your sister, and your dad especially, if you just lose the argument. You don't lose. It doesn't matter.
Dad sees what's going on.
It's going to be the same outcome without you screaming. So
yeah.
just lose. And I do tell them that. I'm like, if the good thing to do, we're easy, everybody do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the only way you know it's the right thing to do is it's harder.
That's what I always say. I always tell my kids and my husband over and over, I say,
Go to camp earlier. And then make sure you don't already have it.
And then after I'm done yelling at him and losing my shit, I'm like, is it more important to be right or to be kind? Because you can be right, but you'll be right alone a lot. Or you can be kind. And then you'll be okay. But my husband will die on the hill to be right. and I think you should die on the hill to be kind. But I'm sure there's people out there like, well, Kristen can be a real bitch when she wants to be. And that's true, but I'm trying. What I'm saying is I am good
to mommies.
Can't
we all?
I'm good, yeah, I'm good to mommies and kids, yeah, but if
you
you're
think
a dickhead,
your travel day is hard, imagine what it's like.
No way.
Getting criticism from a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I have a hot flash.
Do it!
Bless America.
Please show me a hot guy. I need
it so
God. I can set.
He's it. He's it for me. He's everything.
Really?
He's everything.
Whoa. I've never heard this kind of a declaration before.
I did not deep dive him on TikTok because we share TikTok. And I was like, I'm going too far. I've done too much.
While you look, I need to explain to everyone listening and everyone watching how about twice a week, I will get a text or a message, voicemail from Kristen where she goes, you're probably going to see some weird stuff come up on the algorithm because I was just doing a little bit of research on butt implants and abdominal exercises. And so I went down a real dark.
This is the God's honest truth. This really did happen. When we were in Spokane, I fell asleep with my TikTok on, and it was
this was the excuse this week.
It was sexy R&B something or other, and it played for like 30 minutes, 40 minutes. So whoever that is went viral simply because of me. And
you're
now
welcome.
Everything is like, what your man wants to say to you before you make love. And I'm like, Jen, it's good. It's informative, but I did not look this up.
I'm grateful for that. I don't want to see squat alternatives that I'm not going to do.
No,
that's a big waste of my time.
That up.
But now it makes sense that there were all these men with barf on their sweaters that kept coming up in our algorithm. So finally I understand.
Well, this one, for sure. Here's the other thing. I didn't want to put this on our FYP because I don't want any spoilers because don't spoil stuff for
FYP
me, people.
Means.
And I'm gonna very
okay.
Okay. Corey, I'm gonna say it wrong. Corey Malchrist is King George in the series Queen Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
Which
yep.
is the new Bridgerton series,
yep.
which is the prequel to Queen Charlotte. It's fantastic.
We've been getting so many messages that we have to watch this.
I started it late and I found that the first episode wasn't like capturing me the way I wanted it to. And then once I just like dove
then
in.
Then the nudity started.
Then the nudity
yeah.
started and the banging
and
started. And I was like, I'm going to rewatch this episode like 18 times. It is so. Here's the thing. Shonda Rhimes, man, just is a genius.
She
it's
is.
Different tonally. It's different. It's huh. it's in the same spirit. You know, it's like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes they refer to this as like, they don't
show
see,
me his picture.
Hold on. They don't see color casting. That is not what this is. This is an acknowledgement of two different sides of a family coming together. She's black. He's white. But it's the altered state of history so that it's not like one is better than the other. They're just two sides of this country that are coming together.
Yes.
And it's so glorious and wonderful. So they're not like ignoring the fact that she's different than him. It's embraced and it's gorgeous and the clothes and all of the Bridgerton stuff you need are there, but the storyline and this guy, he plays King George and it's his first series. It's his first thing. He had like a one line in another TV series and now he's the lead. Look at that guy. And here's the thing.
All right. Okay.
Here's the thing. He's so interesting. There's something about him. He does things different with his face, with the way he says words, the way he looks at her, the way she looks at him. He is so hot.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I know you're not, maybe, I don't know what world we live in if I can't just have a massive crush on a hot lead of a show that is a sexual creature.
You can. You can. You can.
Okay.
And you, especially with this guy.
I know he's too young.
I will
say. I know
say,
he's so hot.
He has very thick hair.
He has very thick hair. And he's got a British accent and he's a really good actor. I don't really want to see him in street clothes because I don't want it ruined for me. I just want to think of him as King George. But the storyline, you're going to love it.
Okay.
It's so different. I'm not going to tell anything.
I will watch it because I need a new.
And she's amazing. And now I forgot her name. The actress who plays Queen Charlotte, damn, looks just like her. And
really?
She's so good.
I'm going to watch it.
It's a great series. I'm a big fan. I'm just saying he's our next Tom Cruise.
Okay.
I call it.
Okay.
I call it. And I know everyone's like, Tom Cruise gross. We never said Tom Cruise gross. Not in the beginning. Not when Tom Cruise came out. We were all like, oh my God. He's like, my mom used to go to Tom Cruise movies. Mm-hmm. Like with their girlfriends. And yeah. They would go do a weekend in Omaha and go see a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Now she calls me and she's like, oh my God. The guy in Bridgerton is so hot.
Yeah. I think we can all agree we like Tom Cruise better before he got his teeth fixed, right? He kind of had like a...
I just think he got weird with the Scientology of it all.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't care about that when he was in like Top Gun. I was like, you're literally the hot. Top Gun
nobody,
just ruined me.
Nobody cared about anything during that no. sand volleyball scene.
No.
Nobody cared about our anything except for those pecs.
I have seen the sand volleyball scene of Top Gun more times than I would. Well, I'll just admit it. Like all the time. It's
yeah,
porn.
You don't like sand volleyball. You like masturbating. And that is our show. That's
do we
the
need
podcast,
to do a mom box?
Right? Let's not.
Okay. Well, we leave you with that. Strong words of traveling on a plane to masturbating.
We can. It's amazing how easily we can get there.
If we give an air fryer recipe, we've covered all the bases.
Absolutely.
Paprika is your key, and so is
now
avocado oil.
Now you know what
oil.
Our FYP page looks
there
like.
There we go. Thank you for tuning in, and I think we're done.
Bye.
Bye.